Welcome to Wrestling Off the Handle, guys. I'm your host, Renal Prevail. To my left, as always, my co-host, Renda Vega.
What's up, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing, brother?
Good, bro. It's been a while since we do a podcast, like, in person.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You've been busy, bro. You've been doing all these
Ren
Gets Fit videos and shit like that, and all these fucking open mics and shit.
Yeah, I did three in one night, man. That's the first time. I tried.
No, man.
I had one more, and I was like, "Nah."
I know you did two good ones and the trash one. We'll talk about the trash one in a bit.
Yeah, that was actually fun. I had a good time.
Well, no, we could talk to the person who runs the trash one here.
Oh, I'm joking. Shit.
All right, with this coming, right, hold on. Yeah, it went over your head because it was supposed to be a joke.
Bit.
How the you're supposed to like ride that wave with me and joke about it because he's here and it's a joke because it's a great room. But like
I thought we were talking about.
Yo, he leaves me on the ship all the time by myself, and we're supposed to be fucking partners in this.
Every man for themselves.
All right, bro. And then when you be saying some fucking fucked up shit, who be having your back every time? You're welcome.
It's true.
All right, then. Yeah. Well, fucking show me love, Bama.
Nah.
Fucking asshole. Anyways, so it's been a while, man. We got a special guest in the building. I was joking about the trash room because this room is actually a really good room. It's one of my favorites to do. Recently acquired. By this gentleman here, it was pretty much handed over to him because the original host just disappeared, I guess. I don't know. He probably went to go swim with the fishes.
All right.
You know, give it up for Dean Rosti. Gene Rosti.
Yo, how you doing, man?
I introduced him because Ronald could not say his last name.
Yeah, I was going to try, and I just looked at you like, I'm going to give up.
You gave a little silent.
He goes, Rah. He goes, Rah, never mind. Randy, you got this?
He's about to do it the first, but he just gave up. Like,
but, first off, congrats on the room.
Thank you.
It's going really
that.
Good. Thank so you got a crowd every weekend now. It's just starting to, like, little by little, starting to build up.
It's it's picking up slowly.
What's the name of it?
Just finally somebody gives a fuck about it.
What's the name of the room?
The last
Coffee District. It's up in Delray.
Okay. Yeah, you got the address?
Yeah, it's 325 Northeast 2nd Street.
All right, I see.
And you do that every Saturday, right?
Every Saturday. I start the list at 7:30, and then we get the show started at 8 p.m.
All right,
that's what's up, man. Yeah, it's a good room because last like one or two people that I've seen, like last couple times I had been there a while ago, the host was just like, "Whatever, do however long you want, and I'll bring." I'm like, "That no, that's not gonna work."
Off.
Yeah, because you got some of these musicians and you know poets and even some random comics that be up there for like an hour doing nothing.
Yeah, like 20 minutes of material, and they're not saying anything.
Yeah. Then these are like performers that don't even perform anymore.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
But they go up there and be like, I'm going to try for like a good 20 minutes and then be up there for like 2 minutes and be like, oh, it's all my stuff. How's your day? It's like, what the fuck, bro? Get off the stage.
You're wasting stage time, man.
One of the best ways to walk an audience right away.
Oh, it's the best, bro. Like, I love going on mic. Like, after I perform, I'm cool with watching like the people, like, just fucking ruin themselves. Like,
right?
Let me get my shine. Not my shine. But let me get my stage time where I actually have a crowd.
Yeah.
And then if you want to fucking be that douche to walk the room.
Go for it.
I'm done.
All right.
When people try to walk the room, they're trying to be edgy. They want to be Dice Clay or something like that. Then that's usually how you end up
walking. The point of comedy is to not walk the crowd. The point of comedy is to get everybody on your team.
Well, that's the guy that's the funniest guy in his office.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it'll be the same person that, like, you know, like you're talking about, like, the musicians that just don't want to leave.
There's always that one person in the office, though, that swears that you're not funny and everything they say is, like, they always argue with you about everything you say, like, it's not funny.
Yeah.
And they say a joke and they laugh and you're like, yo, that was, oh, shut up, you're not funny, Mr. Funny Man. It's like, where are we going?
Yeah.
And that just kills the flow, too. Like, you're just killing the groove, even if it's not a funny joke.
Yeah, the whole office can be joking around, having a good time, and as that one prick just comes out of nowhere, like, you're not funny, what are you talking about? It's not funny. This is funny, and the whole room's looking at like, what are you doing? We're having a great conversation about how trash fucking comics ruin walk the place, and then you're doing this shit. It's like, what the fuck, you know?
You're walking the office.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
For real.
Like, damn it, I'm done, man. I don't want to work no more.
Yeah,
these ad excuse.
So how do you feel hosting a room already being, we're about a year in, right?
Yeah, just a little over a year in.
How's it feel to be like handed a room and then you got to like pretty much start from scratch because no one ever built a real foundation there?
Yeah. So I actually got lucky, man. So with like Shipwreckers, you know, Terrell hosted it before. So we already laid the foundation. But with Coffee District, it was literally like nothing there.
But I feel like the foundation at Coffee District could be a little stronger because the crowd's not hopped up on Kava.
Oh,
just saying.
Yo, no, you are totally right. They got they got alcohol. So you're ready. You're ready like fucking plus five right there, man.
They got this orange blossom beer or something like that.
The one you were tanking that night?
Probably multiple times.
Dude, they had you did good. You had sustained laughter.
You're about to say all right.
I did speaking of walking the crowd, I did walk that lady that she did not like me talking about her.
She was probably getting ready to leave anyway.
Yeah, she was
worry about it.
We'll give him that excuse. Yeah. You about to leave, bro. Yeah, yeah.
But all right, so like they have like this little new Fruit Loops thing there. Here's the thing, man. I'm not a heavy beer drinker. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't like that. Like, what's that?
Craft beer, you're talking about?
Craft beer, but like it's bitter taste. I don't like bitter taste. I love the fruity shit. That's
yeah. So you like shit with like fruits and yeah, like actually like a sort like of a flavor cider. To it, like a cider and shit. Exactly. Like you yeah. probably love Angry Orchard.
Yeah. Oh, I actually like the apple, the, ice, yeah. apple cider, right?
Yo, yeah. no, real quick. Angry Orchard. Okay, I went on a date like 2 months ago.
This is gonna be so weird.
She asked me, I paid for the bowling and everything, and then she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna get you a beer." She asked me what kind of beer. I'm like, oh, see if they have Angry Orchard. And she's like, what? She looked at me like I had no more balls.
Here's a question. No. Hold on. Here's a question, though.
Yeah.
What was her ethnicity?
White girl.
What? Yeah.
What is a white girl?
I expect that from a black or a Spanish chick. Yeah. White girl?
Yeah. She looked at me and she's like, and she got a Bud Light. So now I felt less a man.
Oh, yeah. You were dating them hillbilly white girls. That's what it was.
I think that's what it was.
You got Bud Light?
Yeah. I did it when I went to her apartment. She had nothing but like Heineken and Bud Light. That's all there was.
Oh, she did it in Black Day before. She's drinking up with Heineken.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's what she stayed me.
Yeah, that actually brings up a good question. Like, yeah. do you have to like match the manliness drink of like the date you're with?
Fuck, I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck?
No, I don't.
I mean,
give me my martini. I don't care.
He's like, I'll drink whatever.
You drink martini for real?
No.
I can see you drinking it because you don't like bitter shit. Like a martini?
I haven't had a martini yet, believe it or not.
How old are you?
23.
Oh, you're still. You haven't even like your alcoholic nuts have not dropped yet.
Yeah, not, I haven't even
not sunning you. I'm just saying.
No, you get. Yeah, I haven't even hit puberty yet. So you're,
until you're getting like pulled up off the floor because of how bad you are. And you're like, if you ever, get up, you're drunk, and you're like, all right, here, I feel my legs. Then
if you haven't blacked out in a club yet, yeah,
So like, I'll get drunk off of like two beers.
Oh,
but you're a small dude though.
Yeah, I'm 125 pounds, bro. Like it goes quick, man.
That was me in fifth grade. Okay.
Fifth grade.
Yo, you know what's funny? It's like you said that was you in fifth grade. From fifth grade to sixth grade, I weighed 180 all through middle school, but I was like a little stocky motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then high school went from 180 to 190, still a little stocky motherfucker.
Yeah.
Got out of high school, blew the fuck up. And I had to lose all of it again to like restock myself. Yeah. And then I was like, all right, this is cool. And then I discovered what food was again. And I was like, fuck it.
Totally get it.
Damn, bro, I weighed your weight in like kindergarten. It's crazy.
Yeah, but, man. I try eating a lot, man. Like I eat like 4 or 5 times a day. But I don't gain weight for some reason.
Yeah, but like a big meal to you is like a hand of like peanuts. That's a lot of food to you.
All right, so that's, yeah.
I'm in my 30s and I hate you now. I need your metabolism.
No, don't. You know what, though? Don't try to get any bigger, bro. Seriously.
Did you say it? Stay at this level?
If you want to get bigger, bro, literally, it's going to sound so stupid, bro. Coming from me, like my size, but like, you want to get bigger, start lifting weights.
Yeah.
Put it on. If you put muscle on first, bro, before you actually like put fat on, if you're just eating a lot.
Yeah.
Your body will last longer, and you'll look a lot healthier.
And yeah,
instead of eating like crazy.
When you first start working out and you start lifting weights, and you're also like 23, mm-hmm. you get this thing called new gains. So you get way bigger quicker than like a person that's like 30 or 25, something like that.
All right, so that's the thing. Like,
Dean's gonna be walking around like a pocket size. Yeah,
I had like,
yo, can you imagine me built though, man, with my long hair? Oh my god,
walking shit. Like,
yeah. I still look sexy though. I'll give a damn. Like
what? All this hair flowing, looking all luxurious.
Right. Yeah, I'll only be able to turn 90 degrees, but it'll be worth it.
Dean gonna be on stage like, yo, hold that fan up. So anyways, and the hair's gonna be flocking and shit. So what's up, bitches? What's going on?
Yo,
be like a, you look like Fabio, yo, brown Fabio.
Yo, I look like Fabio, bro. Like when I go up on stage, my clothes roll, I'll just have a goose just fly under my face.
Pakistan. That's gonna be awesome.
Oh,
can't
man.
Believe it's not butter. It's not. It's dirt. that's funny, man.
Yeah, that's cool,
but I could, but seriously, lift weights first. Don't.
All right, so you talk about lift weights. All right, so like with my job, like I work outside. So after I come home, I'm tired as fuck. You know,
what and do
I'm,
you do?
I work in pest control, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, y'all
work out beforehand. Then work out before work, and then intake your protein intake. No homo.
Wait, pest control is. Not when you actually catch the dogs and shit, right?
That's animal control. That's dog catching.
Oh,
shit.
Pest control. It's like, oh shit.
Who is my co-host?
That's the name of the episode.
What is pest control?
Yeah,
that's the name.
That's the name of the episode.
He really just said that's not when you catch like dogs and shit, right?
Yeah.
You can see the Haitian side kicking up.
I could tell you more of a cat person, bro. Like, that's it, man. Oh, man.
I am a cat person. That's one of my, I love cats.
Yeah. He's got like three in here and they're all dead. You can't find them. Why? Because you called pest control and they didn't know what to do.
You know what? You know, like, what? When I'm stressed out, I watch cat videos on YouTube. It makes you, if that doesn't make you a better person, nothing will.
It like, doesn't. I want to walk around with a bunch of cucumbers and throw them at cats. I know they don't like them.
Yeah, they freak out. You know, it's kind of messed up what you do to cats. If you get a piece of tape and you put it on their one side, they can't go that side and they just start walking.
Tape on one side?
Like if you put a tape on their left side, they can't go left. So they just keep going right.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It's a lie. You were a straight line. That's like saying dogs can't look up.
No. Well, I don't know about that. No, I swear. The reason why I know this is because I did it. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a kind of a dick thing to do.
So, if you put tape on both sides, they just die? Do they just die there? They don't go anywhere?
I have no idea, but that's probably torture, bro.
Dude, we need to get a cat in here right now and figure that
out. For real, bro.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to say what we record. Yeah, we record the podcast in my apartment, and there's a lady. She does feed a bunch of the stray cats here. And she feeds them so much that there's a fucking raccoon eating from the cat food.
That's
now.
A bitch move on her part, bro. Feeding stray cats, man.
Yeah. I can't stand that.
It's annoying. Like,
just let them die.
Let them fend for themselves and shit.
Yeah. If they naturally die. Cats are fucking primitive animals just like dogs.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, real talk, like, in my neighborhood, man, my neighbors got this down pack, right? They don't feed the stray cats, right? But what they do is they let, like, you know, loose animals. They let, the, like, you know, pigeons and shit. They let that die. They let the cats clean that up.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Suck a little life.
Exactly,
like,
right?
Like small miniature life. Yeah, that's a little, like a little mini circle right there. Yeah.
Exactly, bro.
Birds die, cats eat them. Cats die, snakes eat them.
No. What? Cats die, right? And then the Chinese restaurant down the street take those freaking cats.
And then Renard goes and orders it.
Yo, Ling Ling, let me get that fried chicken. I know it's not chicken.
Hey, real talk. You think they really make like chicken wings out of like cat legs and shit like that? Because you ever seen a cat's leg when it sits and it folds like that? Oh, you ever see that shit, bro? Like, think about it. Think about it.
Bro, you're blowing my mind.
All
right
you
now,
do
bro.
Is you just cut the foot off, bro. Put a little muscle right there. And think about it.
Oh man!
Now Renal's really thinking about it. Bro. He's like, oh,
no,
shit.
I'm thinking what kind of duck sauce to get.
It's only one kind of duck sauce, bro.
No, it's different flavor. There's different varieties.
What kind of fucking high quality fucking Chinese place are you going to? Every place I go to, they got either duck sauce or soy sauce. They don't have this is sweet duck sauce. This is spicy duck sauce. This is teriyaki.
There's different ones. It's called a hood.
I've been to the hood. I fucking get my Chinese from the hood. I've never seen that.
MLK?
Yes, I've had Chinese from MLK in the raw.
Yeah,
I've had it from raw. I'm telling you, bro. I even had Chinese down in Miami. But the fucking little Chinese dude speak better Spanish than me, okay?
That was just a Guatemalan, okay?
No. That was a Chinese dude. You know why? Because I heard him saying, Coco Pet. That's that shit. That's not, I'm Spanish, I know.
Sometimes this podcast gets a little racist.
I noticed. I like it, though. That's my style.
It's not racist, bro. We speak truth in comedy. That's
Oh, man. Let me end this real quick.
Yeah, and that fucking live stream, bro. Nobody wants to see Ronald in the sweat. I don't know about nobody because this man be getting crazy ass DMs now in this fucking.
Oh, for real? Yo, is this shit? Nah, because that, yo, man, I might just try out a podcast, man.
No, it's because he works out and posts himself half nude all fucking day. It's annoying.
Yeah. I've been seeing that shit, y'all. You've been like, you get built, bro. Yeah, like,
it's
God
annoying,
damn.
Bro, because I'd be going through my fucking Instagram feed and I'd be like, all right, cool. Ronald with his chest out. What the fuck? Like,
hey,
I got to see this guy later and all I'm going to see him is fuck with his shirt lifted.
I put a lot of work in, and I had a great
show
summer.
That shit off, bro.
Exactly. I can't sleep in any of the social media platforms because, like, when he tags me, I'll never see it. If I say it.
My sister followed me because of that. Yeah.
Oh, dude, my sister just recently started following me on Instagram. I've had to like pull back on a lot of my like recent posts and shit, man. Dude,
don't.
Do your family know about you're doing comedy?
Unfortunately, they do.
Don't pull back, bro. Literally, be yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Because if you start censoring yourself now for. No disrespect your family. I'm just saying, like, general.
No, go for it, bro.
You start censoring yourself now. Them. What the fuck are you gonna do down the road when you actually have a career in this?
Yeah, nah, for you're sure. right. You're right, man. I get into the habit of like already like
this is me all the time. I talk shit, whatever, like that. Maybe clean on social media generally. Mm-hmm. Cause that's because my job. Your job doesn't really seem to give a fuck. Mm-hmm. To fucking let loose, bro. This is your way to platform. This is your platform. Promote. Do what you gotta do.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's the one thing I'm like starting to realize now, especially in like this whole comedy shit, like. it's like I'm starting to like build my career like the way I want it to now, and I gotta be like, I gotta be like,
all right. So I don't want to cut you off. Like, do the Ronaldo people all the time. Like, do we really any of us have careers yet? It's a weird like, a weird thought. I think about this shit all the time. Like, do I call myself a comic yet or comedian? You know what I mean? Like, it's weird. Like, it shit drives me nuts because every time it's like, oh, you're a comedian. I'm like, do I want to say yeah to that? Yeah, no. Like, I'm not. I don't like, what's the level of fucking?
I do comedy, and I just kind of just say, I'm saying
I do comedy.
Well, that's, I mean, I feel like I should, like, I feel like out the bat, if like with like how serious we take it, I feel like we should do that. We should call ourselves comedians. You know what I mean?
But are we making a living off of this shit though? Like, I think that's one of the important like things though. Like, until I'm doing this shit full time, and like my income is based off.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, it feels weird. Like, I feel like I'm just like I don't want to say I'm not a hobbyist at all. Like, I'm chasing this shit, but like,
I feel like if you say like you a ball player and you play basketball every day, you're not in the NBA, but you still play ball. You're still a basketball player.
Yeah, but if you met somebody and they go, yo, yeah, I play basketball for, you know, I play ball. Like, I play basketball.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay,
oh, okay, so it's like a hobby. You play basketball at like the gym or something like that? And then you get what I'm saying? Like, until you say, yo, I play for the Miami Heat, you're not a pro basketball player. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're not saying you're a pro basketball player. Just like there's a levels of comedian. There's levels of...
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That there's levels. So I feel like, you know, when you talk about like people like making like a complete living off of it, those are people like, even like if you're doing just like, you know, if you're touring, you're still not making a living off of it. That's the unfortunate part. You know what I mean? You got to be like really well known to just be making money straight off of comedy.
And there's only like few big comics actually make money like that, like Bill Burr and stuff like that. Yeah. It takes a lot of time.
I mean, you know what though? Honestly, a lot of comics make good money off this low key. Like, even though they're like, you see all the big comics that are out there on TV and shit like that, there's a lot of comics that literally just do the improvs and stuff like that, but they have a circuit, bro, and they're living good.
Well, I don't
not the best, but they're,
there you go. See, I don't want to say like they're making a lot of money, but I feel like just with comedians in general, we're not materialistic. So like a lot of the money, like whatever money we make, it's something that we're comfortable with, and so it's good for us and something we can live off of, rather than, you know, someone else is trying to like do some other type of shit. You know what I mean?
Like, the idea would, for me, it would be like not to make millions of dollars. Like, yeah, that'd be great. But like, if I can make what I make now, living in my apartment and able to support myself just doing comedy, then that's my success.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
I can pay my car note. I can pay this. I can do this. And
I want to be able to jokes. I want to like not have to like worry about struggling. Like, for me, that's a very small number to reach. Like, if I know my rent's paid and my shit's covered,
yeah,
I'm cool. If I got a couple bucks in the bank, I'm not saying I have to have like millions,
bro. I just want to get some car parts, man. That's really what I want.
We're gonna talk about that in a minute too.
You love your car, bro.
But like, you know what I'm saying, like if I can like travel full time, like for a combination like that, and have my own little place and have my shit paid off, but not work to like we work check to check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But doing comedy full time, working check to check, that's still pretty much in a struggle.
See,
it is.
Yeah,
but you're happier in the struggle.
Yeah, you're right.
But I would love to be able to like work, you know, each check and not have to fucking down the whole thing.
Yeah, so to kind of like link that to like like to the whole broader topic, like, you know, when we consider ourselves a comedian, like I think that's especially like with us and like the amount of dedication to we do it full time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Full time. So I think in that regards, we can consider ourselves a comedian, and then in terms of like trying to like what our personal goals are and like what we're trying to do, I think it all just depends on like that personal community. So it's like level of success, and it's such a cliche thing, but it's very specific to that individual. It's like, for you just want to be enough to like, you know, be able to live comfortably, you know.
Yeah.
Someone
yeah,
to use dude. It for like fame and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if I can get a spot somewhere else out of Florida and just chill, where like I can travel, mm-hmm. do my comedy and shit like that, but when I'm there, I'm just normal.
Yeah.
I mean, like, my ideal life would be like how Jerry Seinfeld had the show. Seinfeld is like, yeah, I go out, do jokes. I still have a couple of friends here. Yeah, I know you're not a Jerry Seinfeld fan, but like, I'm saying the idea of Jerry Seinfeld, like, he would, the opening would be him doing the monologue from his, or doing a set from his stand up. And then he'd go back to hang out with his friends and he in his apartment and have like a cool life. That would be cool.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you wanted like the actual life that Jerry had, where he did the show Seinfeld, and then he did one around. No. But that's actually
that'd be cool.
That's actually what I want. That's like my goal in comedy.
To be on TV?
A TV comic, like Seinfeld, like doing shows like that.
Sort of like that, but I want like my own, like, you know, like how like Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's I would like that. That would right, so I've said that once.
Yeah, this is my thing. Like, I want like a show. I want like a sitcom, right? Where like I do it for like 8-9 seasons, and then I just live off the
syndication,
right?
That's syndication, bro.
And then I just like live off the royalties, bro.
That'd be dope.
Right?
Hell yeah.
That'd be dope, especially too, because like. Imagine like you're not even a main character, right?
Yeah.
And you're like in the background, like every episode you're there for like 3-4 minutes, whatever, like 2 minutes you pop
that's
up. Hey,
check. That's 150. That's some J's.
That's a check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you're good.
Yeah. That would be dope.
That'd be great, but like I would like all these things, like they seem like not impossible. They seem like such at a far distance, but like a lot of these people weren't just handed shit neither. They grinded for a long time.
That's
comedy's a longevity game, right?
Yeah. That's the other thing that's like a lot of all the comedians that like made it have in common. They went ahead and freaking decided to like, yeah, I'm gonna have the dedication to go into this, and like they have the willpower to stay into it.
I realized
smoking is not the best thing to do during a podcast because it kind of like affects shit. But yeah, all right. So what you call it, It's because that's the thing, like, but like just like having like dedication to do comedy, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You'll start like just a year in, I realized there are a lot of people who don't have, and they wither away within like the first 3-4 months
after,
you know?
The first couple bombs or
yeah,
like, drunken assholeness. Yeah, but like people that really want to do it, then they just come out and keep doing it. And like I saw a post that Lil Duval said, like, the entertainment business, if you don't have 15 years to waste, don't do it. And he doesn't mean like it's gonna be a waste of your time. Just more like, you know, you're gonna
be grinding for fucking 15 years until you even see anything.
And then that's like people like mad at Tiffany Haddish and stuff like that, because like she got her 5 minutes out of nowhere. It's like, no, she was grinding, working for like 10 to 15 years. It just looks like it just came out of nowhere because she made
she's just
like
popping
that
now because
no, that's just grinding.
They never see the back work, like all the work that behind the scenes.
Exactly,
they never see any of that shit. It's the same thing with like musicians too. You know, like rappers, they'll say like, oh, this dude is just popping. No, this dude's been rapping for like 10 years, you know what I mean?
That's not true though, because there's this niggas like 6ix9ine. By the way, he's gonna be out Wednesday. By the way,
I haven't even.
They gave him time served, didn't they?
Yeah, time served. Snitch. I would have done the same thing, but whatever.
But how's his life gonna be like?
I wouldn't
after,
have gotten though? Involved in that shit in the first place.
That's
man.
True.
You gotta like.
But he was a 19-year-old kid with like no money. 19, he had no future. He was working at a deli, bro. Like, you gonna tell
but
me? Like,
people don't want to.
People sell their soul for less, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like I.
Have you seen American Idol?
I would much rather grind and do the long game, because I know when I actually make it, I have all the experience in the world to know I can handle what I got to handle.
Yeah, but that's
then they get something really quick and they get thrown to the system and then get fucking chewed up.
Exactly.
Spit out like what happened to Tekashi.
You're thinking of an older, wiser person. He's a 19 year old kid.
No, exactly. I mean, he gets all of that like at the age of 19. 20, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not gonna know what to do with it.
Exactly.
You're just gonna be kind of crazy and just you know.
Yeah, and like
you're crazy. When I got my first income tax, it was like $2,000 when I first started working. You crazy?
Oh,
you know how long that income tax lasted me?
I'm telling you, bro.
I definitely looked at some Versace. Yeah,
yeah.
I can't say words.
Now I'm more like wise with my money and shit. Like, I get like, fuck, I got bills.
Well, I'm
like,
still not wise with my money, man.
Bro, like
I want
crazy,
bro.
Like it's funny. I got to book a flight. To fucking to New Jersey. I'm doing a show in January in New Jersey.
Sweet.
And I still haven't
New Jersey
booked the
sucks,
flight
man.
Yet. Watch how you talk about my hometown, bro.
Yeah, okay.
That's cool. The neighborhood of for Philly, but I'll rep New Jersey.
Philly
I'll give
trash.
A shit. Oh, yeah. You see, now that's fighting
He's
words.
He's only
bro.
Saying that because his trash-ass Dolphins. Anyways.
Yeah, we won, though.
I cannot believe
though.
We let
you guys won who?
We beat the Jets.
Oh no! I thought you were talking about this. Are you?
Oh, why are you gonna worry? Why are you gonna
post Alzheimer's? Right? Yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Fuck the Giants.
You guys lost to the Giants.
That's the one thing we can all agree on. Fuck the Giants.
Yeah,
no, yeah, you, yeah, I agree. With that. Honestly, I do agree on that. But
yeah,
fuck
right?
The Dolphins more.
Yeah, there we go.
But, all right, so Ted, like, I haven't even booked my flight yet because I keep like second guessing because I'm like, oh, this shit costs too much. I don't feel like paying as much for the flight yet. Like, I'm gonna see if maybe prices drop or some shit. You know how much the flight is right now? If I just booked it right now,
how much?
$112. That's how cheap I'm being right now. I know
that's a pretty.
I'm
good
not
deal.
Saying I'm poor. I got some deep. I'm like, I'm all right. Like, I struggle, but you know, but like,
you
I'm
know,
trying to save some bread, bro.
You know,
like,
what you mean? Wait it out a little bit. It's going to drop a little. Yo, one of the benefits of being a Pakistani is that, like, I got, like, my sister knows tons of places to get, like, cheap airfare. weird as shit. You know what I mean? Ironic,
is
right?
That, is that like a thing in the culture?
Right? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, one way.
Yo, there you go.
That's fucked up.
Next stop, we're not. I told you it was a one-way flight, and it was no stop. Yeah, there we go. I'm reiterating the fucking joke. This is a funny joke. I don't give a fuck.
You gotta
all you people get sensitive and shit online. All right, fuck y'all. Okay.
Tweet me at me, bro.
Nah, don't tweet at me nothing. Eat a dick.
Tweet me. I like it. I like the smoke.
Anyway. Good shit, right? All right, but all right. So I'm not a big fan of flying. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, man. When I traveled to Dallas to visit my sister, it was not fun. No. People love to talk. I don't know why. People think I'm friendly. I'm not.
I put my headphones on. I always take headphones and I make sure they're on. And when people start talking to me, I just act like I don't fucking hear them. I keep doing what I'm doing.
People, when I do at work, like I have a, people always think I'm rude and I don't pay attention because like I really have a mad face.
Yeah,
so definitely. Like people won't talk to me when I have a face where I just like I can shut down conversation.
Yeah, so you've been practicing like your resting bitch face. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, my whole family, we all have resting bitch face. People always think we're upset. We're just like, no, dude, we're thinking about ice cream or something. That's just how we are.
Wait, you think about ice cream? What?
I'm just saying, like, that we just have a mean face. Like, when we're just like,
how do you have a mean face thing about ice cream, though, man?
Yo, I'll fuck this ice cream up when I see that shit, B.
Yeah, strawberry shortcake.
I gave you New York Thug Life accent to in LA.
Because I can't.
I don't know why. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out, I'm fucked. I'm gonna eat it. I go, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fucked. That's better.
Yeah, it doesn't sound nothing like me. All right.
Hold on, here you go. Ready? Man, I'm gonna fucking eat this ice cream up really bad when I fucking eat this.
That sounds like him before he worked out. Yeah.
Shout out to Zach B. Actually, showed me a picture, a video of this comic. He said like, "Oh, this is the fat Ronald," and was another comic. And just like he just said something about. I forgot what the joke was, but it just like sounded just like me. I was like, "Yep, yeah." Anyway, and I was like, yeah, I used to be fat.
Wait, did you really used to be fat?
Yeah.
He's trans fat. Yeah. And I'm trans skinny.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I like, all right, how big do you used to be, though?
247 pounds.
How big is that, though? Because I don't, how big are you, Randy?
God, fuck me. Okay, I'm like three of you, okay?
Yeah, I think the biggest I got was like that's the most I remember. But I probably was like 250 to like almost 260.
Yeah, I can't picture you like being fat though. Yeah. That's weird. Like, because I've only seen you skinny. That's the thing.
I used to be really big. I don't know.
Well, not well. I mean, you built up. So actually,
you know what's funny too is as he got skinny, I got bigger. It's so bad. We did. Like, there was one point where like we both looked at each other like, can we fit in the car together? Now he's looking at me like, disgust me. Like, I'll be like, yo, I'll drive. And I was like, nah.
Like, nah, we take it separate cars. But
nah, it's not that bad. But still, it's fun. That's, yeah.
All right, man. Let me ask you some wrestling questions.
Hold on, bro. One thing I want to ask you before we get to the wrestling questions. Why do you love your car so much? This man drives. Let me take a guess. It's a 90. It's in the 90s.
Very close.
80s?
No,
it's the 90s. It's the 90s.
01.
I'm thinking, oh, it's 01. Oh, I thought it was like a 98, 97.
Yeah, it's the very last year of the DC 2.
Taggy.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not put the car out there completely. Because, you know, West Palm, people be boosting shit.
I don't know. I got low jack on that bitch. Right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know a lot of friends who've had low jack on that. They didn't help in West Palm. West Palm's a different beast because there's plenty of actual like chop shops and shit over here that just look like regular shops.
All right.
Yeah.
So like my first, I've had three of these cars, right?
Stolen all. The other two had low jack. I don't know what happened. This one works.
Third time's a charm, man. Nah, so the second one actually did get stolen. But like shit, like it, yeah, no, crazy though, right?
Oh yeah, my mom's car got stolen once.
Yeah, weird as fuck. I'll put it out there though. It's a 2001 Acura Integra, but I got the conversion on there.
Silver.
So.
You know what? I did see that, and I thought I didn't see your face. I just thought you were Asian. When you're gonna get out of that car,
bro. Right? Yeah.
If anybody wants to see his car, follow him at
Dean_Rashdi.
On everything, because it's all he posts is pictures of. I told him to send me a headshot for a show. He sent me a picture of his entire girl.
I was like, is this good enough?
I was like, bro, that's your exhaust pipe. He's like, oh, my bad. I just put it in. I wanted to show it off.
Right?
Yeah. No, you really take a lot of care of your car.
For the most
part, it's OD. Like, yeah. Besides that dent you had, did you fix that?
No, I got that with the car. So, I mean, that's
how you said it worked. Okay.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. Like, all right. So, the reason why I love my car so much, right? And I mean, if I'm going to give you all like the real actual.
Give it a buck, bro. Yeah. That's what we're about.
All right. So, the thing about the Integra, right, is that it's kind of a popular car in a sense. You see it everywhere, right? But But the thing is that, like, you know, people overlook it, right? People want, like,
a lot.
Yeah, exactly. A lot. And people want, like, the higher priced cars, the more powerful cars, you know, Ferraris, Lambos and shit. But
true.
If someone takes an Integra and really cares about it, really works at it, those cars can beat Lambos, man. They can. And, like, the thing is, it's the potential.
You got to do an engine swap, though. Maybe drop an A22 in that thing. Maybe then, if, like, you got the money, and then you got to straight pipe it to the back and exactly. Put an exhaust, the whole 9 turbo.
And then buy another car. And then, like, that'll probably do it. But, yeah, the thing is, you got to, like, put work into it, and that's the reason why, like, it's kind of like an extension of how I see myself.
Yeah,
you're just improving.
Yeah, exactly. So as that car improves, I improve, you know what I mean? So as it goes on to like, you know, phase two of what I want the car to be, I'm gonna get on to phase two of what I want to be, you know what I mean? And it's just kind of like a relationship with that car.
There's Xbox video game every time you get the Xbox, there's always like two games. And this is always car game. I can't remember. I don't think it's Need for Speed, but maybe something
Tokyo
like
Drift.
No, it's not Tokyo Drift.
No, seriously. It was a game called Tokyo Drift.
Yo, it was amazing. Right? You played
amazing.
It?
PlayStation 2? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, yo, they had the drift turn?
Yep.
Oh, that
the
was.
Drift turn, and you had the fucking, dude. What's it called? What was his name? That skyline at the variant Ghost, I think it was called. Mm-hmm. Where after you beat the bosses, each boss.
Oh, dude. I was a kid when I played. So
Tokyo Drift Extreme. That shit was amazing.
I didn't play that one. I was just talking about the video games. They would always come with a car game. And I always get the car game, and I would just play them and upgrade them and stuff like that. And I think Acura was one of the ones we'd always play.
I remember going to an arcade and playing a version of like Tokyo Drift, where it was like
I think there was a Need for Speed arcade game.
You sit in like a body of a car. When you turn, the car turns.
Oh yeah, I do.
There's a Fast and Furious game. Yes, I do remember that. With T.I. was on the soundtrack.
Yeah. The first Need for Speed. Need for Speed Carbon. Most Wanted.
You remember?
Most Wanted. Need for Speed.
It was the first one because it was no free world, but it was like drifting, street racing. You had all the different ones. And then Need for Speed.
No, Most Wanted didn't have drifting. Did it have drifting?
Most Wanted is the one with the BMW at first.
Yeah. Most Wanted, yeah.
With the BMW. Okay.
You had drifting events in there and stuff like that. You could drift, no problem in that shit. The first one was Need for Speed. I think it was Carbon.
No, the first actual.
The very, very first one where you're like.
Are you talking about if you're talking about the very first Need for Speed?
No. The ones where they started doing like the tuner cars.
Oh, Underground.
Like there it is, Underground. That's
dude, I'm a Need for Speed fanatic, bro. I played all of them. So
they need to bring those versions back.
Do you ever play the codes back? Huh? Oh, no. Which is the first one you ever played on? PlayStation 1 or PlayStation 2?
For Need for Speed, the first one I ever played was on PS2. It was Underground.
Okay.
Yeah. That Hello Kitty Civic, I love that shit. Don't get at me.
I remember you had to put this code in. You can get the codes from Blockbuster. And you would put it in and you'd be right behind the person, and you just had to hit the triangle, and you just blew the person off the track.
The fuck?
Yeah, it's one of the glitches. Not glitches, the
Need for Speed Most Wanted, though, was my shit.
You know why?
I used to play people online. I used to buy the Lamborghinis and all that shit like that. I used to play that shit online against people in a race, bro, and I used to fuck them up with the Miata, bro. I had my Miata literally.
You had the Miata. Yo.
Bro, you laugh, bro.
I'm just picturing.
I'm not in the fucking car.
Why I'm laughing, because you're just like.
No, I picked the Miata one time to fuck around with it one time. Mm-hmm. And I found out playing that game, bro, as you play it, like that one is like the only car besides a Lambo at the end that you can get where all the specs are maxed out.
Oh, yeah.
And the Miata is still faster than the Lambo because of how light it is. It fucking flies by that shit. I was playing people online arguing with them. How the fuck is this guy fucking cheating? All you hear is.
Did you guys play with the controllers or the actual wheel?
Oh, no. We were broke, bro. So we had the controllers, bro.
You know what we used to do, though? We turn and we throw.
I remember that. Everyone turned.
Yo, that was our virtual reality shit,
bro. Yeah, bro.
That VR. Yeah.
Man. Oh, bro. I would suck at like the blacklist. You know how you have to beat like.
I love that, bro. I used to love that shit, bro.
But I would have to get my brother to help me out, man.
Like, oh, man. Don't even talk to me. Bro. I beat that shit all the way through. That blacklist, chance.
I was a kid through all this shit with my brothers, man. So
I used to cheat in that shit too. Like if you were getting a little too far, I see you about to cut me off, but T-bone, just keep going.
Were you only into racing car games or like motocross or anything?
All right, so like if you're talking about like specifically like racing, yeah, really just street racing. Gran Turismo. I fucked with Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo. That's what I was thinking about.
I was never a fan of Gran Turismo.
Yeah. Gran Turismo. That's what comes
out. That one you had to get too specific with.
No, yeah. You would always add like this shit that I didn't even know, like a Topo or something like that.
I hated that game when I was younger. I love it as I'm older.
Yeah, because you know what you're doing now.
My brothers fucked me up, though, man. When I was younger, they had this race where they had like the 300 lap race.
Yeah.
They would just, because they would never let me play. And they would be like, all right, Dean, we're going to let you play now. And they would put me on the 300 lap race. And I would be like, oh, sweet, I'm playing. By lap 20, I'd be like, yo, whose turn is it? Man? Like,
they just give that to you to like help out. And
seriously. Yeah. But like they'll give me like, I think you had to play within like the old Corvette, like the Z3 or some shit. Or
yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, all right. And
Gran Turismo, I remember just playing that, just getting
y'all
to
bringing
the
back memories right
bro,
now.
Okay, man. I remember the name of the game. It wasn't Tokyo Drift. It was Tokyo Extreme Racing.
Tokyo. Oh, yeah, that's
Tokyo Extreme Racing was literally just sitting on the highway. Yes.
Yo, that was
and then they would literally run, pull up behind you and high beam you like in real soon. You're going to race? Yo. And you'd be like, hell yeah, let's go. And you hear 3, 2, 1, go. And you're like, where the fuck is this guy getting all the speed from?
If you said that right now with my brother here, he would not stop talking. That was his ultimate favorite fucking game.
That game was amazing, bro. Especially when you finally beat the dude with the skyline at the end, bro.
They had the chasers and all that shit. Oh, my God, bro.
I was the one racing game I never beat 100% because it was so hard because there's people in there who, like, there's cars in there that are, like, you can never catch their prestige unless you played this game. For like, there was a car in there, bro, where literally you had to play the game for a whole year, and the day you started playing the game on that 1 year anniversary, for a specific, I think it was like for an hour and a day or some shit like that, and the clock was the only time you were able to race that car.
Yeah.
And that car would blow you out the fucking water on the start. You'd high beam it, and literally as soon as it goes, go, all you hear is gone.
If you talk about developing in games,
this turned into like a racing podcast, real quick.
That's for you, bro. I told you we don't just talk about wrestling.
I love this shit, bro.
Yeah, but Gran Turismo definitely put a lot of work into
The newer ones is pretty good, though.
I love their
free roam shit.
I love their bios that they do, man. I learned everything about the Integra because of their bios. I swear.
Really?
Yeah. Their bios, like, because it'll show you, like, you know, the future. I learned that the Integra is called the 100 meter eye catcher.
Yep.
Why did it call that?
You can see, you can spot it from, if you see it, you know what the car is.
From 100 meters.
From 100 plus meters, just because the way it sits, the headlights.
I'm telling you.
It's one of the only ones.
Crazy.
See, I know a little bit about car. I can't put a piece together, but like I had one of my closest friends growing up, his name was Matt, had an Integra. Turbo, souped up the whole nine. And people used to swear he was hitting knobs, but he hit all his gauges in the dash on the bottom part where like the light switch and shit was. He switched it all around, so it's just a button. He rewired all his shit. Put the gauges in the spots.
Yeah.
So he'd hit the turbo and shit when you, like, you drive, he's sitting there like, oh, he's spraying. No, that motherfucker would hit, bro.
Yo, and they're just like the Miata. That car is so light.
So light, dude. Yeah. Like, it was too light to the point where, like, he's like in like third, like a second gear hitting it at 40. His back tires are slipping.
That car, I think, weighs like 1,700 kilograms out the gate.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I would say maybe like
how many
less than like a little bit over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's light. It's pretty light.
I just go off the cuff of like Gran Turismo memory. that's the only reason why.
Reading the bio to us.
But like, basically. The 100 meter car, because when you look at an Integra at the distance, you can tell because of the lights, it's a straight bar light, a space in the middle, and then another straight bar light, and you can tell the lights individually on there.
That's crazy.
You can spot it from a mile away, plus because the front end, the way it sits, it's just kind of low.
It's so
it almost looks like it's just hovering on the ground.
Yeah.
And if you do it right, too, the way the hood looks and everything matches and shit, bro, it looks like – it almost looks like a – it's going to sound gay as well – like a cat just, like, sneaking up on you.
Right,
the way it trots the floor.
Wow.
Exactly. And I got
it. When we finish this, you're going to go outside. We're going to show you the front of his car so you can see what I'm talking about. Like, it's a vision.
I got it. So I got the TN suspension on there, too. So the front is the front has dropped just a few more inches than the back. So it's got that even more aggressive stance. Oh, God. Yep. Y'all making me want to go back outside and look at my car again, bro. Seriously.
It's crazy. When you hit that engine, every time you hit
–
every time you hit the gas in the car, the front end kicks to the engine. So those Integras are so low already when it hits, it barely pops up, but it fucking goes.
The thing about my car is that it's more of a because I have the B18 motor on there, so it's a little bit more of a top end right now. That's the thing. So
you
like
got a B18?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm gonna switch it out. I'm still deciding between like phase two, right? I don't know if like it's gonna be a K20 motor. Or if I'm going to just go complete Type R.
Get the K20. I said a K22 earlier. Like a dumbass. K20.
Yeah, it's K20 and then the K24. And then there's like different specs like K28. Anyways.
We're here sounding like fucking Paul. Are you Gallo 24? Gallo 24. Great. Oh, Gallo 16. Fucking jumpy.
I don't know 7-Eleven made engines.
Oh, shit. Fucking Gallo. Oh, man.
Oh, bro. R.I.P. Paul Walker, man. That was the homie, man. Yo,
I still like the movies. I'm going to always keep watching.
Dude, that last scene, man.
When
like,
they drove away?
Oh, my God. That my brother,
scene when he hit?
Bro, my brother had a white Supra, a white 2J Supra.
Is he alive?
Huh? He's alive. Okay, thankfully. Right. He's like a dumbass.
He's going to get rid of it.
He shouldn't be alive, right? Because he got rid of it. He sold it. Why he sold that shit pissed me off. I'm sorry.
That's some family drama.
Okay. He should have sold it and got a Skyline.
Oh, dude, he sold it and got a Camry.
Your brother. Safe. Can I say this about your brother? Your brother's pretty dumbass.
I'm telling
you. You should have kept it, literally, known his shirt, leave it at someone's house hiding.
Right?
Let it fucking give it like 10 just years sit. And then sell it. But make sure you turn around and
not even
blue.
Sell it.
Bro, you know how much money you can make off that shit now, bro?
Yeah, I could be going to comedy shows pulling up in a 2J, man. Come on now.
They don't even need to hear the jokes.
Right, exactly. Just. Oh, my God.
Yo, let's talk about a little bit about some wrestling.
We
talked about it a little bit. We haven't talked shit. We don't have fun, though. So.
Yeah, man. You watch wrestling. You grew up watching it.
What was
your time like?
So the first time I ever watched wrestling, right, was actually in Pakistan.
Really?
Yeah. So, dude, like, okay, Pakistan television, I don't know if you'll ever, like, I don't know.
Visit Pakistan?
I'm going to do one of my bits.
Next Tuesday.
But, yo, like, here's the thing, though, man.
All I picture is, like, they're just now getting the D-Generation X era.
Yo.
Like, when he came over to the States, he's like, Hulk Hogan's the champ.
Yo, somewhere Shawn Michaels is getting like royalties, and he's like, where the fuck is this coming from? Like, what?
Why am I getting a check from me versus Ric Flair back in 1975?
Oh. Who do you remember watching? I haven't mentioned this. But your laugh reminds me of the Joker movie. The new Joker movie. It's very
shit.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a compliment, I think. Yeah.
My chest hurts.
Please don't mind that.
But no, like, so the first time I actually watched it was in Pakistan. And because like Pakistan television sucks ass, man. You know what I mean? It's really not much. And so like they had wrestling, thankfully. The first one I ever watched was SmackDown, though. So, like, you know, that was the one I was integrated.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was Raw up until, like, I don't know. I mean, I would say maybe like a couple months in. You know what I mean? I really didn't. Because, like, I was just, like, I would watch the wrestling. Like, you know,
that's the spinoff, pretty much. Raw was the everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I didn't even know about Vince McMahon. Because, like, I was maybe, like, seven or eight when I was watching that show.
Oh, I forget. You're pretty young. You're 23.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, like, it was, like, I'm pretty sure I was seven or eight. Like, it was, like I said, it was like around the time of when, you know, Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio were having their huge feud. And
Vince wasn't around then. Yeah, so much on TV.
I'm not sure about the year when that was approximately, but that was about the time when I was in Pakistan. And like, yo, that hooked me on, especially like Rey Mysterio. I have something about like just people who are like looked down on. You know what I mean? Like Rey,
like the underdog.
Yeah, that was my thing. But not just like the underdog, but the underdog that really couldn't do it. You know what I mean? There's an underdog that can win, but then there's an underdog that like, yeah, he's just an underdog.
Yeah.
But like, yo, Rey Mysterio won some big fights, but like that move, that 319 that he does. 619. But and it's it was. The thing that I loved the most about it, though, was the fact that, like, it was, like, as soon as I saw, I thought it was, because all the moves and everything, like, yo, when they were, like, smacking people, like, on tables and stuff like that, I wasn't exposed to that at that young age, you know what I mean? Yeah. So seeing this, and it just kind of, like, blew my mind, you know? And especially because, like, so beforehand, like, when I was, like, you know, like, because I was born here in America, mm-hmm. thankfully, I was just moving back and forth to Pakistan, you know? And so, like, I wasn't really watching a whole lot of TV. I was just chilling with the family and just, you know, trying to grow up and shit, mm-hmm. trying to survive, you know what I mean? Gotcha. Anyways, so, like, that, like, in a sense, like, I actually did have a big connection to, like, wrestling. I used to do, like, wrestling moves on my bed and stuff like that.
Everyone did.
It was the coolest thing. There was a moment where, like,
I got a story. Go ahead.
There was, like, a moment where, like, I was doing something on my pillow. And, I started just like punching it, and my mom walks in, right? she's walking in with like a plate of food and like some Mountain Dew. Right? She puts the Mountain Dew away and gives me like water, and she's like, "Yeah, you're too hyped up, bro." Cause she just sees me like punching, like beating on the shit, like a pillow. Like, it's like, no, mom, I'm just playing around, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, the storylines too is like what like really like, you know, captivated me to like
wrestling. Felt like the storylines were a lot cooler. It was kind of crazy, like the Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio.
That caught me off guard.
Yeah, because like it's pretty much you're saying like, okay, they got to win a match to say like who keeps this kid.
Yeah,
like,
yo,
that's so adoption.
I'm your work. Poppy.
I'm a
Dominique.
Yo, he's gonna be like, I'm gonna show you what it means to be a Guerrero.
Dominique.
Shout out to Eddie Guerrero.
I'm your poppy.
He's amazing, man. He's an amazing.
So here's that's the thing though. Like I'm still trying to like go off memory. Like I remember. I'm not sure if this is proper. Like Rey Mysterio was having a big fight. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think he was in trouble or something like that. And then Eddie Guerrero helps him out or some shit.
Yeah.
And then just completely, like, I was a backstab.
Turn heel.
Betray. Yeah. Yeah.
He just does that out of nowhere. Right. And then that's when the feud starts. Right.
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
Just part of the storylines.
Yeah. Just part of the right?
storylines. Make just, it interesting and shit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, like, and then that pissed me off. That's when I hated Eddie, bro.
Yeah.
But you say shout out to. I still hate that dude, man. Like for real.
Damn, bro, you know it's not real, bro. Savage, man.
That's his heel turn. That's how you know you. The heel is doing his job. If you hate him, if you get an emotional connection,
yeah,
they're doing it. They're a good job. Just like when you watch a movie, you believe like Will Smith do it. Yeah, some space and shit.
But like, yeah, and like especially just being like a kid, I felt betrayed, bro. Because
did you ever like wrestle? You're like your brothers and shit like that in real life. Like try to wrestle them shit.
So like, I'm the youngest in my family. I'm the youngest of four, and the second youngest
is probably the smallest too.
Like, no, he definitely the smallest, bro. Definitely the smallest, and what you call it, like, so the second youngest, it's like an 8-year difference.
Okay.
So we kind of like grew up in a little bit of a different household.
Yeah.
So anytime I try to wrestle him, it wasn't wrestling. Yeah, you know?
You're just talking, get off me. Throw you off.
We used to do this Matrix thing where like my brother, he would just like with one hand and I would just try and like, you know, like I'd basically try.
Matrix
and,
thing?
Yeah.
So, when he catches the bullets and stuff? No, not catches the bullets.
But you know, like with like one, like in the
Matrix. You're trying to wrestle him with one hand, so he's always trying to like get away and.
Oh, yeah, okay. But yeah, like it was more like when Neo was doing like the one hand like dodging like the three.
Oh yeah.
But like we used to that stuff. Like in terms of wrestling though, yeah, no, he would have whooped my ass.
So, I used to be a kid. I used to live in my neighborhood when I was a kid. His name was Edwin. I don't know where he's at. I can care less. That's the point. Doesn't matter. We used to go to his house and like hang out, play. He was like talking about a wrestling addict. Every night there was a show on, he was at that TV before it even started. He was like, I got to go watch wrestling. And I wouldn't care. Right? We used to go to his house, and he was one of those that he's like actually like wrestling people. So his room, he used to have a dresser about the height of this in his room. And we would be like in his house, us like a bunch of little kids. I was stupid, right? And we fucking had the only kid I knew that had a fucking king-size bed. Yeah.
King-size bed?
Yeah. So we would be using his fucking bed as a fucking ring and like DDTing people and suplexing on the bed because it wouldn't hurt. This motherfucker used to climb on the top of his dresser and jump from the dresser on the people. And then one time, my brother, who's like bigger than me, obviously at the time, he's taller than me too. We're there joking around and shit. My brother's 4 years older than me. So he's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to slam this motherfucker. So he catches him on the dresser, right? Puts him in a powerbomb and then slams him on the bed and ends up breaking the bed right down the fucking middle and killing it in. And then he goes, shit. Hey, I gotta go, man. Go. He kicked everybody out. We didn't see that motherfucker for 3 months. And when we saw him, we're like, yo, where'd you been? He goes, oh, I didn't rat you guys out. I just said I jumped on a bed and broke it. I'm like, all right, you know, okay, all right, you know.
Shout out.
Yo, the fact that he like kicked you out immediately because he knew he was a shit, man.
Bro, the moment we heard crack and the bed just fucking gave out. Everybody at my house.
I remember I had bump beds and we ended up making that a cage match. They were cool. I actually know it's actually dangerous as fuck. My mom was
another story.
Because like I slipped on the top and there was a fan and it was always running. So I always had to like make sure that not to die.
If I jump
and
hit it,
I never hit it. Every time I would wake up like, it's quick.
How are your fucking bump edge if your face is right next to the
fan?
It
did not fit. It was not thought out well.
That's just bad placement, bro.
Mom's like, hey, we're gonna put the metal ones because if they work better, it's like, huh?
Yeah, we just had a bump bed and but we would make a cage match in the middle. We'd put like some belts on the side.
Yeah,
I was making a cage match like a Hell in the Cell. We'd play a Kane and I think I would be Kane. I don't know.
So I had bunk beds growing up. Obviously, my brother used to let me sleep on top of some shit. One time, my brother was talking shit. So I took the pillow that I had, and I spun it around up in the top. So, like, all the weight goes to one end. So you swing it, it hurts.
Uh-huh.
And I hit my brother one time, right? Brother goes, oh, you hit me again. I'm going to fucking hurt you. I'm like, shut up. I'm a kid. He didn't curse, but, like, yeah, like I'm going to hurt you. So when I went to swing it, I guess he, like, kind of, like, stood up and was weighing. So when I swung, I didn't feel anything. And when my arm went all the way through, he caught my arm and pulled me off the top of the bunk. And I hit head first into the ground.
You scorpioned?
I blacked out for about 10 seconds on the floor.
Oh, shit, dude.
Literally. And I just woke up in time for my brother to be like, yo, get up. And then when I finally, like, and my brother just, like, pushed me into the bed. Fucking dad comes walking in. What the fuck is that noise? My brother's like, nothing. And he's like, Rain, why are you hurting the head? I'm like, Alex, oh, he's tired. He's waking up before. Let me catch you guys fucking on a beach. Bro, I woke up the next morning with the worst fucking headache, bro. Bro, I think
you had a concussion.
I probably had a concussion because my brother. But I literally blacked out. I woke up my brother. Like, wake up. Slap me in the face. Hey, wake up. Hey.
I remember, yeah, that's the thing. Like, when you hurt your younger brother or sibling, you got to try to bribe them.
Hey,
too.
What's up? Hey, buddy. Hey, yeah. You big strong for that, huh?
Yeah.
There was no bribing because I couldn't fucking speak. He was just like, just pray this motherfucker gets up. did I kill him?
So how many times did you, like, your, like, siblings, like, hurt you guys?
We used to hurt each other all the time.
Yeah. All I remember my sister threw plaster at my face. Like,
plaster?
Got another
plaster,
story for you.
No, tile.
It just gets worse. Holy shit.
Yeah. Because, like, we went to art after school program, and they made us paint on tile. A project. And she got mad at me for something, and she just threw it and hit me right in the face.
Oh, yeah. Damn, right?
Yeah.
Right, all right, so I remember in Pakistan. Oh, shit, all my bad memories go back to Pakistan. Yeah. All right, so, like, I'm sitting on top of, like, a couch in my uncle's room, right? And
Live your truth, King. Live your truth.
And my sister's there with me, and for some reason she decides to push me, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm, like, by, like, a little nightstand, and there's, like, a little, like, Eiffel Tower, like, replica.
Did she stab you with it?
Well, like, basically, I fell over, shoot. And that stabbed me, like, right here in this cheek.
What?
Yeah. So it went through, and it went through the other side.
No, that's why you let the beard grow out, like, you don't see the scar.
Exactly.
It went through. You got, like,
yeah. So it's like you see a little mark right here. I'm not sure if you can see it.
Yeah.
So it went through there and it went through the other side.
That's crazy.
How did it pull it out? Like, right away?
I think, yeah.
No choice. Like,
well, yeah, it's still there.
Right, still there.
Wait a minute. How'd you guys get a statue of the Eiffel Tower?
In Pakistan?
Yeah, what
I mean, like, we get shit. Like, like, it's not like.
I thought y'all were like, fucking, like, fuck.
France had, like, nothing to do with
it. It's the Eiffel Tower, but it also has, like, a plane, like 2 inches away from it, so.
Did your family keep it?
I told you. He just like whatever.
He just goes
on.
Yeah.
That was a great one.
That was
like
a good one. I give you that one. You know what?
I was saying more like you threw the Eiffel Tower, like, oh, tank, throw it like a rock. You know? Yours was funnier. You got it.
Yeah, but anyway.
Oh yeah, back to wrestling. Yeah. I think we were talking about. But yeah, so first time I saw it was in Pakistan. And then. Yeah, I saw that thing that caught me off guard, right? Because I don't know why Eddie Guerrero would do that. And then I think what I saw was when they took off the mask of Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm. You know they've done that twice, right?
Get the fuck out of here.
WCW was the first time they did it. It was Nash and Hall.
Yeah.
They won a match against them, and then the next match they had to do it. He had to unmask himself.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he unmasked himself right before the fight. So he wrestled in WCW.
Kevin Nash took his mask off.
No. He took it off before the match because he lost the thing. And the ref was like, hey, rules are rules. You lost. You got to.
Oh, okay. So
he did it.
So before the rematch, they made him take his mask off. Yeah. He had to wrestle without his mask. So he wrestled for about a good year without a mask.
Without the
mask. In WCW, yeah. And then when he went to WWE or WWF at the time, second time was Guerrero.
Rey Mysterio without his mask when he was younger it's just so weird.
He's like a toddler, bro.
Yeah. He's a bald head.
I refuse to see a picture of Rey Mysterio unmasked.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio without a mask looks like a toddler.
It looks weird.
Yeah. It looks like a young kid who talks shit to adults and ends up getting beat up.
It looks like that. It's a cartoon with this Asian with bald head. It's this Kung Fu.
Asian with bald head. Talking about. The Last Airbender?
Yeah, pretty much. I think it was. Yeah, he does look like The Last Airbender. Aang.
Yeah.
Everything changed when the Fire Nation
came. By the Fire Nation, he means Latino Heat.
Shout out, Eddie, bro. Miss you. Yeah, man.
That's funny, man.
Did he really, like, come? Again, like, memory. He came out with, like, that low rider, right?
Yeah.
Like, the
yeah,
we, yeah, oh, yeah, man. That's,
we lie. We cheat. We steal.
Hey, bro. That was, okay. All right. Shout out to Eddie. Shout out to Eddie.
Yeah, man. That's what I love about wrestling. Eddie Guerrero was my favorite. Just, like, him and China, the interaction between him and China, that they're a couple and stuff like that, doing the poppy and all that stuff like that. And I also love his, like, there's a story between him and William Regal where he said, like, the fans were not into the match at all.
Mm.
And he just said, like, hey, let's just stop wrestling for a second. And then everyone started booing, and then they started doing cool stuff, like, in seconds. He was a master at just, like, knowing what the audience want.
He was a performer at heart.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
A few guys, even with the storylines and all that stuff like that. Yeah, man.
Yeah, when he did that, like, whole adoption thing, I was like, oh, dude, they're playing this shit so well.
Yeah, man. All right, but okay, so we're going to start some questions about some wrestling, right?
Yeah, there's a portion of the show that we always do. We ask, did you ever play any wrestling games, video games growing up?
Oh, dude, fucking, it was like 2K, right? It was like WWE 2K.
Okay.
Yeah. And I used to play SmackDown versus Raw. That was actually
that was the first one, brand split.
Split, yep, okay. Yeah. All right, so a couple questions we always have. This is Create Your Wrestler.
This is perfect. Wrestler.
So the first question is, what will be a wrestler's name?
Captain Pakistan.
Okay. Wow.
It's like he's had that one in the tuck for a while.
Yeah, they thought about that one.
Like one day.
I already thought of the uniform too.
Okay, oh, that's the next question.
Next question. What is your costume?
Okay, what is it? What is going to be?
Okay, so
tan.
Nah, get the fuck out of here. This going. I'm a one up you, all right?
Because, like, are you gonna be tan? Like,
No.
People, when they come to wrestling, they change up their whole.
No. It's gonna be a full bodysuit, and it's gonna be a play off of Captain America. And you know, you know how he's red, white, and blue. I'm gonna be just green and white.
Okay, that's your country. Flag.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna end up looking.
Oh, real quick, hold on. Time out. Hold on. You gotta explain to us your fascination with latex. You said, because you said watching wrestling gave you a fascination about latex.
Okay. No. Okay. I do have
I just remember that shit. You said the bodysuit. I'm like, ew.
I was kind of all right. So I do have. I got a fetish for latex. I see a girl in latex. I don't know what happens, bro. But, like, instantly, shit just turns on for me, and it started with wrestling. Cause, like, yo, female wrestler. I was 6'7", 7'8". You know what I mean? Watching this shit and, like, seeing some of them big booty girls with the, oh my god,
Tori Wilson and Jacqueline, even China was kind of hot.
I just oh man, and it was I keep forget, it was I think it was a Tori, but it was she turned. I feel like it was like one wrestler that ended up being like a porn star or something like that.
That was China.
China, Trish Stratus did a video.
Trish Stratus, the blonde with the big, yep. Right? Yo, oh man, yeah. Then and they always had shiny outfits.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
not porn. She's done Playboy. Did Playboy.
Same shit. But like, but like, okay, so I don't think it's like really latex, but just anything shiny.
Yeah.
I'm like a raven. You know what I mean? Like, I'm serious. Like, anything shiny, I'm just attracted to, man.
So latex. Ladies, that's what he wants, man.
Oh, yeah. You already know, man. That's the way to my heart.
So
Not condoms. <That's>...
If you want the keys, it's taggy. All you got to do is wear some latex pants. Jack won't work. He'll be hand you the keys in no time.
Hey, man, you show up in some latex pants, man. I'll turn off the low jack personally.
Relax. You're in a house with two dudes saying you should turn up the latex pants.
This podcast got weird.
Super weird.
All right, what's going to be your theme song? Oh, so what your outfit's going to be?
Oh, it'll be green and white.
Green and white. Yeah. Okay, and your theme's music.
Theme music?
And intro.
Intro?
Entrance, I mean.
Oh, so you're talking about just music?
Yeah.
I'll probably do, okay, so this is like totally unrelated. I'll probably go ahead and go off with They Reminisce Over You.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I reminisce for what's still, I say, think back.
Yo, me and you had the same childhood, basically, bro.
Yeah, pretty much, bro. That's
one. We can't sing one more note. We have to pay that.
Yeah, we, you know, hashtag not sponsored.
Because I remember that going off of NBA Street Volume 2.
Oh, yep. My God. I remember that game.
NBA Street Volume 2. Stretch.
That was stretch, yo.
I remember that game, man. You dunking on people. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to find this photo.
Nothing best in that.
Go ahead and ask me the last question. I'm trying to find this photo.
All right. What is going to be your signature move?
Signature move?
Yeah, like your finisher.
Can I steal a move?
Whatever you want to do, bro.
I want to. Okay, I'll do the power bomb from Batista.
Batista bomb?
You can't Batista. Do that right now because
Dana Brooks does it. No, girlfriend.
All right, fuck. I'll do. I'll just.
That's not a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm gonna go with the 619.
619. Okay.
619, man.
Of course, that gotta be it.
I can see that happening.
I'm small enough to do it.
So you're getting your color.
Oh, here, fun fact too. You know his son is in wrestling now.
Dominic,
yeah.
Not wrestling, but he's in, like...
He's wrestled Brock Lesnar.
Really?
He didn't wrestle him, but he...
He was involved in the match.
Yeah. He was, like...
Yeah. And he's actually bigger than Rey Mysterio.
Lesnar's a fucking animal, dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
God damn, bro. That
300-pounder.
That guy is scary, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So your outfit's going to be...
Green and white.
Green and white.
Captain Pakistan.
Name is going to be Captain Pakistan.
Captain Pakistan.
Your intro.
But are you going to be saying it like that? Or are you going to be doing like
an accent?
All right, so here's the
I'm one. Just asking because I know some people who aren't even like full blown Spanish are doing like Spanish accents and shit. Like, yes. I mean, like,
so here's the one knock
wrestling
about me.
Is racist. Super character.
I can't do a Pakistani accent at all.
That
really?
I know.
You want to hear my best Pakistani accent?
Yes.
All right.
Did you have one when you came to the States?
No. Wait,
he was born here.
I know, I'm joking. He's just going to say, my best memories are in Pakistan.
All these racist jokes are flying over your head right now, bro.
Yo, get with it, okay?
I don't know if that's like a good thing about you or like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just too wholesome to get racist shit, bro.
I feel that way.
My bad, I'm doing stand up about halfway through. All right, but like, all right, so this is like my best Pakistani accent. All right. I don't even know what to say. All right.
Tell us promo us right now in the Pakistani.
Promo?
Yeah. Tell us what your promo would be. Like when you come into the ring and say, hey, you motherfucker. Like, you know, you talk shit, you call somebody out. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I got you. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. And then so like, you know, the intro music plays.
Call out Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero.
You're calling out Eddie Guerrero. How would you call
him? Oh, that is perfect. All right. So the music plays. Eddie Guerrero. You... I can't even. It just wasn't even
Spanish.
No, right? That was like that's
Eddie Guerrero. Like, oh yeah, papi, mira,
yo, why are you from? I thought you were from Pakistan.
All right, hold on. Eddie Guerrero. That's
better.
A little bit. Eddie Guerrero. Okay, as you see, it's all right. I'm gonna stop saying Eddie. I feel like you can't say Eddie Guerrero without a Spanish accent, though.
I think.
It's like one of those things that even with a Pakistani dude, his accent would change, you know? I'm talking to you like this right now. But when I say, Eddie Guerrero, you know, it just switches real quick. But yeah, so Eddie Guerrero, you messed up when you hurt Rey Mysterio. I can't do it. I'm not high enough to do that. I'm sorry, bro.
That's hilarious, man. A great promo. So your theme music is going to be that.
Yeah, they reminisce over you.
Captain America, Captain Pakistan.
Captain Pakistan.
All right, and your finisher going to be a 619.
619.
What title will you go for?
Oh, I'm 25, bro. So, I mean, I'll probably do like Rey Mysterio, you know, go with like the... He went with welterweight championship, right?
U.S. title.
U.S. title?
He's currently U.S. title.
Well, no, I'm talking about like, I'm going back in like old... Because like he had like the welterweight championship, and then he tried... Didn't he try to go for like
you
the
mean cruiserweight?
Cruiserweight. And then didn't he try to go for the heavyweight?
I think he wrestled for the world title at one time.
Rey Mysterio?
Oh, yeah.
He's the world champion in WWE.
No, Rey Mysterio was a heavyweight champion at once.
That's what I'm trying... Yeah.
Yeah, in WWE.
Yeah,
WWE.
What I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna be a cruiserweight, and then I'm going to be like, fuck it, I'm going to take on Brock Lesnar, dog. Go for the heavyweight championship.
The funny thing is, his last match was with Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio.
Look at that. It's meant to be, bro. It is meant to be.
All right, man. I think we'll wrap up the show here, man. You want to plug on your shows?
Oh, yeah, sure. So, yeah.
And
so
your Instagram and everything.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you, man. So, yeah. So, every Saturday, I host the open mic, all arts open mic, you know. So, if you want to do comedy, music, you know, poetry, whatever, stop by. It's in Delray. It's called Coffee District. Address is 325 Northeast 2nd Street. And then every Sunday, I host a comedy show. You guys were on there at one point on the main show, man. You guys were awesome. It's the Shipwreckers Kava Bar.
Thank you.
It's 4405 North Federal Highway on... it's in Fort Lauderdale. It's a really good spot, too. Both spots are doing really good. We got rid of the parrot at Shipwreckers. So now, you know, we can do jokes. And a lot of the stuff is working really well, man. I love it. Hosting it has been amazing. And y'all can follow me on Instagram at Dean_Rashti. Cool. And see all the pics of my Integra.
Nice, yeah. Man.
Thank you guys for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Actually, that parrot, I made that parrot laugh once.
You did. You did make that parrot laugh.
Yeah, bro. Promote your stuff, bro.
Follow me on Instagram, YouTube, Randy V Comedy. I got a blog. A vlog. I don't have any really shows coming up soon. I don't have really
anything coming up because, end of year.
Yeah, no, I need time for my family. So
that's what's up.
I'll be hitting mics and shit, but I'm not going to be doing like, you know, shows. So
yeah, just working on material stuff.
Yeah, man. All right, guys, you can always find me, your host, Ronald Preville, at everything at Hey, It's Ronald. HEYITS Ronald, RENALD. Follow me on my Instagram at Hey It's Ronald, and also follow The Ren Gets Fit. I'm still lifting, lifting to get sexy. Yeah, haters gonna be haters. yeah, you can always follow the podcast. Thank you, sir.
I believe in you.
yes, thank you guys for always listening to the podcast. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Follow the Instagram for the podcast at every wrestling off the handle. I'm so messed up right now.
That's my fault.
No, this is cool. follow me. Please follow the Instagram at wrestling off the handle, and also email us at wrestling off the handle podcast at gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening.
Make sure you do it, man. This place is awesome.
Oh, thank you.